You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiakhlia,
Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Daniel, and I'm so happy to be kicking off Degree Navigator this week. We have bands performing every week, and our first band is the very special Gadfly. I'm really excited for all of you to hear them.
Gadfly. The song was a cover by Ohm. They're coming tomorrow to Vancouver at Rickshaw, so we thought we'd just cover one of their songs.
Yeah.
Cool. This next one is called Sweet Blood.
Toro.
Thank you.
Today is just a duo for us. We're a four-piece, but two of our band members couldn't make it. So you get a chillo version of this. Our drummer, Nigel Young is actually our rhythm guitar.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that went by really fast. We have two more songs.
So I'll start the.
Capetti. Awesome. We have this traditional, somewhat more for the people of Iran. It's like a song that I guess was a communist song, but not really in the same time. We're gonna do that. Can I have the echo a little bit down? Thank you. Awesome, here we go. Actually, can I not have my wedge at all? Thank you. Gandom gole, gandom gole, gandom gole, gandom. Gandom gole, gandom gole, gandom gole, gandom. Zeminesh male masabesh male merdom gole, gandom. زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم گندم میکاریم همچین و همچون گل گندم گندم میکاریم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم دروش میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم دروش میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم آسیاب میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم آسیاب میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم آردش میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم آردش میکنیم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم ما نون میپزیم همچین و همچون گل گندم ما نون میپزیم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم وقتی میخوریم همچین و همچون گل گندم وقتی میخوریم همچین و همچون گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم زمینش مال ما سابش مال مردم گل گندم Thank you. That song was from Bijan Mofid, and we thought we'd do the song because of everything that is going on in Iran right now. So, justice for women. Thank you.
This is Daniel. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Gadfly. We're going to play some ads and songs, and then we'll be back with an interview with Gadfly. Thanks.
Hello, I'm Adi Wolf, and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website adewolf.com. That's adewolf.com. Bless.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Hello, this is Daniel. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just had Gadfly play. They were awesome. And now we have them in the studio with us. And why don't I let the two of you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Homa. I play lead guitar and I sing.
Yeah, I'm Nigel Young, and normally I play guitar and keyboards with this band, but today I was doing the drumming.
Well, Homa and Nigel, you were both great, and thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
My first question for the two of you is, how did you come up with the name Gadfly? What does that mean?
Well, originally, I had this book that my grandpa gave me, and it was called Gadfly, which was like a novel about this group in Ireland who were like communists at the time. We're not communists, just the book is that. What they would do is like, it was mainly about this one guy. I'm not going to spoil the book, but then there was this one person that they would look up to who wrote really harshly about the government and wasn't like scared to speak his mind, and his nickname was Gadfly. So the book was named after him, although the lead of the book was someone else. So I thought it was a really cool, idea.
Yeah.
And also in Iran, in my family, we usually call same kind of people that speak their mind, like at least in my family, Gadfly. Which I guess that was me and my family, so they would call me that. So I thought, why not? Let's name it that.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
No worries.
And I guess as an offspring of that, then, you have the name Gadfly. How did the Gadfly band come together?
So I started a band in Iran when I was 16 with a bunch of 25-year-olds that did not like that I like bossed them around. Originally, it was called Wargasm. Some of the songs from our EP is actually from that band mm-hmm. in Iran. And then in 2018, I moved here and started like playing with this one drummer. And then I decided to change the name instead of Wargasm, name it Gadfly. There. So it was originally from Iran, but then I moved it here. Yeah.
Very cool. And I was looking at the Bandcamp where you guys have your songs, and I saw that Black Sabbath was listed. I'm guessing that's one of your musical influences.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mostly, I guess, the guitar, how I like to tone my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for sure, it's like Black Sabbath, obviously. For stoner metal bands, it's like God, so... Yeah.
Very fair. And is there any like Iranian like musical elements in your music as well?
Oh yeah. Most of the scale I use for my guitar, or in our new album that is coming out in December, I'm singing mostly, or the whole album, in Farsi with the same like the Persian scales. And I grew up listening to a lot of Ali Tajvidi, which he was a composer, one of the biggest composer before the revolution in Iran. And also the last song we played was by Bijan Mufid, which he's before the revolution he was a theater guy, but he would do like beautiful songs on mm-hmm. the side, just why not, I guess. So I guess those two mainly, because I'm really kind of obsessed with them.
Very cool. And is there any other like musical influences that you see creep in, or
For like more bands, it would be like Sleep, Electric Wizard, Red Fang.
Yeah.
Who else? Fu Manchu, Ohm. They're here tomorrow, and we're
second plug for Ohm.
Yeah, we're so excited to see Al.
And I got you into like more of the psych rock, like influence.
Yeah, Nigel is more in psych.
Your OCs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigel, do you have influences that you kind of bring into, like, your instrumentation?
Yeah, for sure. That's, like, because for me, like, when Homa first, like, introduced me to, like, her songs and the music that she wanted to do, it was, like, for me, it's, like, just I'm a psych rock fan, and, like, that's what I'd been playing before. So for me, it was, like, I'll naturally take that, that style, and I'll add it for the guitar work and things like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't normally do the drumming, like, when we have Tyler, who's, like, usually the drummer, he's much more of a jazz-based drummer, so, like, he can do a lot of the really interesting time signatures that Homa needs. That's why it kind of has a, it's an interesting band because it's like, obviously there's like Sabbath influences and Iranian influences, but then, you know, Peter on bass, he's very much like, you know, he can really do like really good metal and like punk bass. I like, you know, the psych rock and more ethereal, and then Tyler kind of is more like technical and he's just so good in that regard. So it really helps us there. But
And that's what I wanted for the band. I wanted to like have different, I guess, styles of playing.
Yeah.
Me and Peter and Nigel, for the most part, like the same kind of music. It's just like we focus on different, I guess, genres.
Mm-hmm.
But also bringing Tyler in for, because he's a jazz student, it was like a really exciting thing to happen because then we could do like a 6/8 like beat that goes into 4/4.
I mean,
four,
you had gone like, through like we tried like
many drummers
and like they're all great, but it just was like finally he was the one that like picked up the challenge and just sort of went with it.
And what was that like selection process like for the drummers?
Well, in that time Nigel was in the band. He was like helping us with drums sometimes. But when I got here, I started a band with I started playing with a drummer, and I was trying to first find the drummer and then move on to the other musicians. And then, unfortunately, he had to go back to Brazil because he was here on a student visa. Then I found another drummer that was amazing, but they didn't have time. And then I met Peter, which was funny because me and Peter met at a bus stop. Like...
All great relationships happen at the bus stop.
It was really funny because I was doing a show and then came to the bus stop and I was like talking to my friends that I need a bass player. And then he was like, I play bass. And we exchanged numbers, but I did not remember his name. And then a couple of months later, like I guess 6 months later, me and Nigel like start going out. And then apparently Peter is Nigel's friend, so then
Peter and I went way back,
Yeah, then we start jamming again. None of the drummers worked until we found Tyler.
Perfect.
It's just like hired guns, basically, until Tyler.
I love it. So now that you're all together, what is that like music making process like from a musical standpoint? Like, do you, Homa, come kind of with like the lyrics and the melody first? Is somebody maybe playing like a drum beat or a riff? How does it all come together?
For the most part, I do have like some riffs that I'm thinking and I bring it to a jam and then we try to work on it. Sometimes I already have a song that is ready and I have like a vision for it that I need it to be done, but also I don't mind the band members adding to it because it's the whole point of the band. Peter also writes a lot. Also Nigel writes, well, he joined recently, so he has one song right now. But yeah, we all try to like, if we don't have like a finished vision for it, we try to all work on it together. Like our latest single, Herald, that was Peter's vision. Also why he sang on it is like he had it already and we just had to like
adapt it.
And when Nigel joined, he already had this one song that would fit perfectly with the band. So we decided to play it live till we record it for a single.
That's awesome. And for the album that's coming in December, correct?
Yes.
Did the music making process like differ than when maybe you're just jamming or like trying to come up with a song?
Actually, it was
kind of all based off of jams anyways.
Yeah, it was mostly it was like, oh, I have this riff idea and a melody that I like to do with like poetry or whatever, and I would just play it and then we figure out what the parts should be.
Yeah.
So it's like really yeah, basically really jammy. So if you
It's changed so much because when you started with Gadfly, when I wasn't in it, it was like it was still like COVID. Like it was still like everybody found each other and put the band together during like the pandemic. So it was like really difficult to stay like motivated because like there wasn't any shows and like you didn't have material ready to go into the studio and record. So it was like you just had all the time to just jam and come up with like really good tracks and get them really tight. And then, you know, there's a few shows like outdoor stuff here and there, but then like now and like since March, since we've been going at it, like Yeah. And it feels totally different than when we started. That was only a year ago.
Yeah, our first EP was way more punky and, like,
totally different.
Way more not, like, really how we sound right now, which is not that long ago that we sounded like that. So it's like all of a sudden it just switched as soon as we found all the band members. It was like, oh, now we can do what we wanted to do. But our EP is way more punky, so our new album is way more, I guess, stoner metal, or how our bass player Peter likes to call it, Persian blues, which I don't know. But yeah.
Well, this is the first one with Tyler on it, too.
Yeah, this is the first one with Tyler. The other EP was me and Peter and a drummer, and yeah, this one has way more into it. And Nigel's doing keys.
Very cool. Very big fan, obviously, now you're part of the band. I would ask then, is there any big, like, learning you've taken in, like, your musical styles and just, like, how you approach a song that you took from the EP that you're now bringing into this album?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Since then, I also started working as an audio engineer at Blackfish Sound and also doing live sound at Red Gay. So that also got me, like, I guess helped me to see more bands. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helped me to figure out also what I'm doing with myself. The writing process, I wasn't really open to experiment at first because I was just starting it. But then all of a sudden I was like, you know, whatever, I just started doing it. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been fun. It's been really fun.
Very cool. And, like, of the bands you've listened to while working or just, like, in pleasure for, like, both of you, Homa and Nigel, are there any, like, artists or albums that you've been listening to a lot this year and the past while that have really inspired this album or just you in general?
I would say Ohm.
Over the past year,
Over the past year.
But, I mean, your classics, you know, Sabbath. Yeah. Sabbath. That's what got you playing guitar. That's what you play at Gibson.
Yeah. I play Gibson because of Tony Iommi.
Exactly.
I do love Richie Blackmore, but he's a straight guy. So,
Doesn't count.
Fair enough.
And I mean, I try not to have, like, because it really is, like, Homa's project at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's her voice, so it's important to, like, not overstep, like, in terms of, like, other members and their influences. Like, again, like, yeah, I love psych rock and, like, especially, like, newer OCs, Ty Siegel kind of stuff. But, like, yeah, it's important not to, like, be overbearing with it and just sort of, like, fit in with what she's trying to do. And well, I think that's what Peter and me and Tyler do, like, really well. Because it doesn't, it's just trying to, like, match and make what you're doing just, like, that much better.
Yeah, it's really nice. Well, also, I do play with Nigel in his own band, so it's, like, then in that, I need to adapt to your, and you should do the psych rock thing.
And then we're just playing garage and punk, and
Very cool to switch between the styles then. And how did you know that the album was done? Like, when were you like, okay, album is complete?
It was actually really stressful, because as soon as we decided to record, a bunch of us had to move, and then a bunch of us got really poor, and then there's Nigel's recording, and then me and Nigel got married. So it's just this whole thing. There's just this whole thing,
well,
and then
what was it? I did an album, and we were playing shows because shows came back. So then we were like trying to get shows. I had a studio time booked to do an album. Then immediately after you had yours done, so it was like we had all these tracks. All these
we just
like,
had to finish it because we already had it booked, and we didn't have, like, I guess enough time that we wanted to, so then we ended up just being like, okay, whatever.
That was like April, May, June. Then we went on tour.
Yeah,
I'm feeling like not stressed. I'm just starting to feel like less stressed.
We went on tour. We
didn't
came
mean to
back.
Trigger any feeling.
No.
Then we went on tour again. It was like,
wow. And was there like a selection process at all, like songs that didn't make it onto the album?
I think so. I think it's not like we finished it. It was like we played it and we were like, no, we're not going to do this right now.
I think we have more songs, but that was the one. It was like that collection was just like, this fits. This works really well.
We had two songs. Well, other than the single that is already out, there's another single that is going to come out hopefully in October. We have a video ready for it. Is this actually the second song we played here? Sweet Blood. we were waiting for the video, and we were going to put that on the album, but the video took so long, and we kind of were like, we can do a different version on the album and just keep that as a single. So usually the songs that we don't pick for the album come out as single.
Because we
like to, like, put out everything that we do.
Yeah.
Because we do put, like, a lot of work into it, so we don't like to... Well, unless it's just not working, at least for that year.
It's tough because it's like you want to do albums because that's what all of our favorite bands... do. They put out albums, but and right now it's just it's a singles game. Like, singles get the streams, they get the views, they get the likes. So it's easier to share one song than it is like eight off an album.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm gonna ask you a lot more about the album and some of the singles as well. We're gonna take a short break for ads, but
awesome.
We are here with Gadfly. Don't go anywhere.
British folk rock band Bear's Den will be performing live in Vancouver with special guest Izzy Heltai at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st. Their album Blue Hours pairs the duo's intricate songwriting with a spacious sonic palette inspired by 80s soft rock and big pop songs. To see Bear's Den at the Vogue Theatre on October 1st, get tickets at admitone.com.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool. Like I'm not even there at all.
Hello, hello. This is Daniel. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're in the studio with Gadfly, which is made up of Homa and Nigel today. Thanks again for being with us, guys. It's been
super fun.
No problem.
I was going to ask, what can we expect from the album coming in December? Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, the album is going to be all in Farsi.
Right.
And it's way more of like an experimental, I guess, in between experimental and how we like sound. And I don't know if I can say it, but if you smoke weed, you're going to love it.
Noted.
Definitely.
Awesome. And you guys were talking about touring a little bit, like coming out of COVID. I'm wondering what that experience was like.
It was like...
I mean, calling
really
it
exhausting.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a huge tour. It was like
just trying to get out there and get out of the city and play a few shows. So yeah. It was like Kelowna, Calgary. Yeah.
We tried Kamloops and Vernon, but and Penticton, but all the venues
tough, yeah.
are
yeah.
so.
That's like, what we. I feel like the biggest learning thing from that was coming out of the pandemic. We need to book our shows like 4 or 5 months in advance.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was like all the venues either did not have money to do it or weren't open because of again finances issues.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We just stayed in Kamloops for a little bit, went to Kelowna, and then went to Calgary.
And then Salt Spring.
And then we came back for like a couple of weeks, then we did a 2-night festival at Salt Spring.
Awesome.
Yeah. It was a tiny tour.
And what was your favorite night of the tour, or your favorite show?
It was definitely at Calgary.
Yeah.
I'm from Calgary, so shout out Calgary.
The Palomino?
Yeah, we played with Face Cut,
those guys
both
are awesome.
Of our bands, so it was really
shout out
fun.
If they're listening for some reason.
Awesome.
It was
guys
really
fun. Lethbridge.
And how does it feel to like perform for an audience versus like jamming in the studio? Like, what is that feeling like for you?
Well, for me, I try to make it for myself to feel like we're still jamming, because at the end of the day, I guess we all like to just have fun on stage rather than like we do take the music seriously, but we don't like to like be like, oh, we're like musicians,
yeah,
like, no, we're performing for you. It's like, yeah, oh, let's just party, have fun.
Yeah, stage is like less of a, I mean, maybe at some point it could become a whole stage performance.
But
then
DIY shows.
At this point, yeah, exactly. Because it's still, I mean, we've been playing shows since March. And it still is like a circuit of, you know, DIY venues in town. You know, mixed in with a few if you can get it going. But it's tough. It's tough.
But it's more.
But you work in the studio constantly. So then, well, both of us do. So like when we hop in here, like, it feels like we're at home.
Yeah, it feels
and
we're
then
just
if we
playing
go on stage,
with our friends.
Yeah.
And
you have to practice
does,
both worlds.
Yeah, it is like, for me, it's like sometimes after a show, someone's like, oh, that was great, how'd you do that? Oh my God, I'm like, it's okay. Like, I can tell you, I can show you, don't worry. And like, let's go grab a drink and talk. Or
I guess it's the amount of time, you know, because you get some people that are like so afraid of hopping on stage and like don't move around or just they're not comfortable with it. And then on the other side, and we've both seen it, you get a bunch of people to go into the studio and now they're like, we have to be perfect because it's like crisp and like no, you know.
But all the little mistakes are is what makes it,
you get to hear it
better. It's fun.
I get to hear it better in the studio,
Like sometimes for Gadfly shows, I just jump into the crowd and then my guitar is unplugged and like I'm not even playing. I'm just like in the middle. And everyone likes it. And it's like, you know, we don't like to be like exactly the same way we record when we play.
Because then what's the point?
Yeah, it's not live anymore. And if we ever get like bigger shows, I'd like to keep that mentality
for sure.
Hopefully for us, because I don't like to be like perfect.
No, those have always been like my favorite shows, like going to concerts where it's something a little bit different than what you would get on the studio. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Unpredictable. And that leads me to my next question, which was, so you've done Western Canada now, like conquered it even. So now if you could play anywhere in the world, limitless money, limitless logistical skills, where would it be?
Well, I
talk about that all the time,
yeah,
to be honest.
We almost anywhere, everywhere. Because I actually just also got my PR.
Oh.
So now it's
now we can actually, yeah.
We
yeah.
can now actually
Watch
travel.
Out.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. But like,
before,
you could...
I couldn't at all.
Well,
so.
We're like, oh, okay. So we could cross the border
yeah,
now.
We can
yeah. West Coast U.S. or
yeah, that would be really fun.
East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think overall,
I think East Coast,
Europe,
because,
a European
yeah.
tour for you would mm-hmm. probably be.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I heard a lot of good things about European tours from all, like, our friends that have done it. It's like, oh, it's the best. It's
yeah.
way better than yours. And it's like,
I just think, yeah,
oh,
your
yeah.
sound and the style that you want to present,
yeah.
it just, it speaks more.
I really like to play in Montreal. I
oh.
heard a bunch of people being like, oh, this music is going to be awesome in Montreal. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I've heard Montreal yeah. crowds have, like, a great energy, and I feel
yeah.
like that's definitely the energy you guys deserve based
yeah,
on
we really like to do
there.
That.
Well, if, yeah,
but,
if you didn't get your PR, that would have been, we would have gotten to Montreal.
Yeah. Maybe even we can't stop. Maybe
yeah.
on our
oh,
way
no, we
to
definitely will.
East
definitely
Coast
will.
Somewhere.
It's just now the sky's the limit for
yeah.
you. So.
Yeah, exactly. And do you have plans for a tour, like, after this album drops?
Well, we're applying for grants
yeah.
right now to get in on that, to
yeah.
plan something bigger and better for, like, spring, early summer, I think.
Yeah. It won't be, like, right away. But, yeah, we're trying to get a grant so we can be able to travel. Because even this mini tour was, like, so expensive.
Yeah, I
it
bet.
Was, like, the gas, accommodation, and, like, food and whatever. So it's like, yeah, we need to plan from now
yeah.
for something that would happen in summer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be great, and I will be in attendance, especially if
yes.
you come to Calgary.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
So we are going to start wrapping up here, but I what wanted to ask both of you if you have anything to plug, like anything at all.
Well, I'm playing on Thursday, which also means Homa's gonna play guitar.
Yes,
that's
the
next.
29th.
That's like our next time we're gonna be on stage at Red Gate.
And it's Nigel's band, and we're doing a different setup.
Yeah, we gotta change that one around too. But it's still fun.
Yeah,
we always keep it light
fun.
And fun. Basically, just come party with us. That's the main vibe.
Yeah,
definitely.
Party
yeah.
safe.
Though. Yeah, no, yes, also that as well.
Any outfit coordination that I can expect? Or no?
Not this one. Definitely
well,
not,
yeah,
not for this
usually
one.
Usually for Gadfly, try to wear as many chainmail as you can.
Okay.
What are we doing? Gadfly next?
Not sure yet.
Oh, right.
For October. But
try to
yeah.
put a sick Halloween.
Yeah, we're trying
oh,
to figure that
strong.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something like that. But for 29th, if you wanna
come
just like
with
hear
us.
From the 70s
yeah.
psych scene,
exactly.
it's great. And
amazing.
Also, yeah, also wanted to say Justice for a Woman of Iran.
Yes.
From Iran, and it was really it meant a lot to do these songs today, kind of for that. I've been like. Kind of depressed about everything. I couldn't contact my family and
mm-hmm.
such, but yeah.
Yeah, we really
can
appreciate
help
you.
With music.
Yes, exactly. And we really appreciate you sharing your music, sharing
Thank
it
you.
With all of us. We really did appreciate it. And I'm so excited to
Thanks.
See how far the two of you go and how all of Gadfly goes now
thank
that the PR is.
Thank you for interviewing us for the
yeah.
first time.
Thank you.
No, thank you. This was also my first ever interview. So thank
yeah.
you, Gadfly, for bringing it in. I had
thank
a lot
you,
of fun.
Daniel.
Awesome. Yeah,
thank
you,
Homa and Nigel. So we'll wrap it up here, but that was Gadfly. Stick around for the rest of Degree Navigator. It's going to be happening all week at The Nest. We hope you all enjoy it. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Traditional lands of the Hunkaminim-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.